Entre o silêncio e a voz. Hoje o episódio vai ser totalmente diferente. Vai ser em inglês, vai ser com a minha primeira filha. Então, para mim também vai ser uma, como é que eu posso dizer? Uma montanha russa, porque no final do dia eu falo mais português, mas it is what it is. Hello, baby.
Hi, mom.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling very good.
It's the first time mommy gonna do this podcast like that. So this podcast is called Between Silence and Voice. Yeah, because silence is important because we need to know how when to silence ourselves, and our voice is important as well. Why?
Because your voice is important, because if it doesn't get heard, you will never be able to speak, and you won't be able to share your voice around the world. And when you finally do, then it's going to be the best moment of your life, because your voice is going to go all around the world, and everybody's going to hear it.
Okay, so today this episode is about you as a child, yeah? What do you think parents should know?
What I think parents should know is that, like, when I'm in school, I have a friend and she uses abusive language towards others.
A what?
Abusive language.
Abusive, okay.
And it makes other people feel uncomfortable, so then she gets in trouble. She also has lots of places and she says she's not allowed to swear, but she does it anyways. So
Okay.
I say it's not right. And I don't swear because I'm not allowed to. And I'm also having a good time at school, but also lots of children can be in danger for her actions. And like children are also in danger because people keep running around the halls in school. So you could come back with a broken leg or like a bump on your head.
So what do you want to say that parents should ask the children? How was their day? Do you feel is what you want to say or I'm confused now?
Parents should ask their children how was their day. Some of them lie because I'm with my friend and she tells me, and I know her whole day, but she tells her mother a lie. And
Why do you think this happened? Why do you think something happened to you and then you go home and you're telling another story? Why? Do you think we as a parent don't give you a chance to talk?
I think. Well, because you're my mother, yes, you give me a chance to talk, but other parents don't really give the purview. They don't really see through their child's eyes or look, how is my child feeling today? She looks a bit nervous, she looks a bit anxious, she looks a bit happy.
Okay.
And like you can see by their emotion if they're trying to like tell you something and they feel a bit uncomfortable saying it, you could like ask them, how was your day? Because they might look a bit scared. And some children also are being bullied and they don't tell their parents because they're like scared of the bullying person
Okay.
and worried. And my story is, yes, I did get bullied before by this girl. And she said, oh, I'm your friend because if I hit you, then that just means we're better friends. So then I broke up my relationship with her because I said it's not healthy.
Okay.
And so I stayed away from her now. So now I feel more free
Okay.
and happy.
Okay, and do you think, I'm gonna be on silence now, because end of the day, it's not nice to be bullied. Do you think kids learn this from somewhere? Do you think like, oh,
This is my purview, and it was a very good reason as well, and it was also scientifically proven correct. When somebody bullies somebody, it's not their fault. It's because in the past they have been bullied as well. And this is the cycle. You bully somebody, and then that person gets angry and builds up with that anger on somebody else, but then that person turns into a bully.
Okay.
So it all starts in the middle with one bully person who's got some big upbuilt anger, and they have to pressure it on somebody else, and that person can create a big, big impact on the world and how bullies can become more physical.
Okay. So the another question is, how can we as a parent help? If I come to you today and say, look, My daughter don't talk to me a lot, or she's a little bit strange. You, as a child as well, maybe you have her age. How do you think I should talk to her? How do you think I should go and try to have a conversation with her?
You should like ask her how has your day been, or are you okay, or is there any difficulties or anything you'd like to tell me, or just remind her that this is a safe space and I can talk to you about it, and that you can talk to me about anything. And then she'll start, and then after she'll start to develop like a little circle. That circle will be her safe space, and like people in it will be people that she feels safe with, like her parents, her family, her friends.
Okay. Do you like to be a child?
Yes.
Why? Why are you laughing already?
Because I'm young and happy, and I have lots of things on my way, and I
Okay.
have a path to success.
You know, sometimes I remember when I was your age, I was like, I want to grow so quickly. I want to grow so quickly. And now that I grow, I keep saying to myself, why? Do you understand? And what mommy keep telling about that enjoy every step. Yeah, don't jump. Yeah, to another step. Just enjoy, because be a child is amazing. It's amazing. Because you're gonna do some mistakes as well, but even do a mistake is normal, yes. And why do you think some children want to grow up so quickly? Give me one reason in your head, like.
What I think is that some children might be dealing with some difficulties, and as soon as they grow up, they can live their own lives and feel a bigger part of responsibility than they feel in at home.
Okay.
So, like, do you know when you walk home to school and stuff? With me, when I walk home to school, I feel like I have a big sword, and that's a sword of trust and armor, and that's like I'm officially walking home. So like when you guys give me trust, it's like an armor that every person carries because they feel happy. They have that armor with them. They know that you trust them, and they feel happy to know that. That's why walking home was a big responsibility for me, because I got to walk home all the way back home. But after my month finishes, I'll get to walk home again. And then
Okay.
after, I can walk home with my friends and talk with my friends.
You feel happy.
But the best part is walking with Yasmin, because it's never the same when I'm with her. It's like magic. And I can't wait to walk with Arielle, because I bet she's going to be difficult but fun to deal with.
So, okay, we are finished already our episode. Yeah. If you could choose another mom, what you gonna think? Like, yes, if someone come to you and say, choose another mother.
I would say Summer Girth.
Why?
Because she's amazing, she's funny, she's nice, she's sweet, she's successful, and well, she's my role model, and she's like really brave and strong, and one day I want to be just like her.
Tell me something that you think I don't know about myself. Like, when you look at me, tell me one thing that you think I don't know about me.
You don't know how to dance.
Yes, I do. Shake it, shake it, shake it to the floor. Yes, I know how to dance. So, okay, we finish our episode. Thank you guys for listening to our episode. It was
Amazing
amazing.
and was very truthful.
Yeah, and end of the day is a lovely conversation between a mother and a daughter. If you have a child and you listen to this, just do what my firstborn Aisha said. Talk to your child, ask them how was their day as well. This is very important. Give them trust, okay? Be a safe place to your child as well, because end of the day we are losing our children inside our homes. home because they are not trusting the parents. They go to trust other people as well. And this is not nice anyway.
And they could fall in like a really dark hole that you don't want them to fall in. So yeah, just ask them, how was your day when they come home? Because it's really, really important.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you. Share. Follow. Okay?
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Ask me one last question. What do you think? I don't know.
No, ask you. Ask me, you. And the last one.
Okay. I think that Aisha...
You're not asking a question.
Ah.
Bye.
No.
Bye.